That was a good place to worship Him. That was a good place to praise Him. That was a good place for us to praise our God. I preach in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, the last Sunday of the year of our Lord 2019. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of glad that 2019 is on its way out. Amen. And if you're still here, that means that God is not finished with you. I prayed for, I've been praying for a vision for 2020 for Faith Missionary Church. And I must admit, y'all, that He did not give me a vision. Well, let me tell you what He did give me. Okay. He told me that He's going to give us visions, but it's going to be an individual basis.
All right.
Y'all hear me what I'm saying?
Amen.
That means that you're going to have to look for it yourself.
All right.
He told me it's time out for preachers spoon-feeding you and giving you. You need to look for what you need. Amen. God said that He's going to give you a vision. But you don't have to wait for it. Amen, amen. I set the scripture again, but I understand something else was read, but that's fine. It's all in God's keeping. There's a word from the book of Habakkuk. Amen. If you would stand to your feet. This is where God sent me on last Sunday. I believe we talked about being gifted. And this Sunday, as we go into the year 2020, and we've been hearing all of these nice antidotes about 2020 vision. But if the truth be known, God does not give us 2020 vision. If I got a witness in here, I don't know about you, but as I look into 2020, things aren't clear to me as I would like for them to be. If the truth be known, 2020 vision is always hindsight. I wish I had a church in here. 2020 vision is always after we done gone through, we see what we should have said. We see what we should have done. And I got a church in here. We don't go into it with 2020 vision. We come out of it with 2020 vision. God is going to give us the vision on this morning.
Amen.
As we turn to the book of Habakkuk chapter 2, we're going to read just three verses. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And for your not your listening pleasure, but for your focus. I'll be reading from the King James rendering from Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 1. You'll find words along this sort. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what He will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarrieth, wait for it. Look at somebody that said, wait for it.
Wait for it.
Because it will surely come. It will not tarry. I want you to pray with me on a topic. Write the vision. Say with me, write the vision.
Write the vision.
Our God and our Father, it's preaching time. We ask now, God, that you would give preaching. Nothing occurs unless you speak. Speak now to your preaching. Let your word go forth as a mighty stream and let it be received, heard, and heeded. For Father, as the Spirit speaks, let the church hear. Those who have an ear, hear what the Spirit is saying to the church concerning 2020. For it's in the name of Jesus that we pray and we trust. Say with me, amen.
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 You can take your seats in the presence of God in this assembly, write the vision. Habakkuk finds himself, as many of us find ourselves, struggling with the Lord's will. Habakkuk is not only unhappy, but he is disturbed because the wicked seems to prosper.
Yeah.
Have I got a witness?
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but it used to bother me, and it still bothers me at times why those who seemingly's mind is not staying on Jesus is blessed anyway.
Yeah.
People who don't worry about going to church, they don't worry about cursing, they don't worry about trying to refrain from drinking. I wish I had a church. Seemingly those are the ones that are blessed, but we folks try to live right.
That's what I
try to treat folk right now. Bite our tongue when we gonna cut back. I wish I had seemingly we are the ones who struggle most. Habakkuk struggles with this question why the wicked seemingly are blessed. And the Bible says that he goes to God in prayer. Now, it's inferred because this whole call and response is because he has gone to God in prayer and he has legitimately taken his complaint. Can I say right here that when things are going right in your life, it's you know, some people would say, you know, well, it's the Lord's will. I understand it's the Lord's will, but sometimes there's a question in my soul.
Yes.
Yeah, can you be real in here? Come on, I'm real folk in here. Who aren't afraid to admit that sometimes I just want to say, why, God? Why, God, did you take that from me? And I really did. Habakkuk has a question in his soul, and he does right. He takes a legitimate complaint to God, and he says, God, I don't like it. It ain't right. Why the wicked seems to prosper, why your children, the ones that you call saints, have to struggle in life. So what happens here is that God will answer. If you wait on it. Habakkuk takes his complaint, and after he is through, he says, I'm going to take my watch. And I'm going to set me on the tower and watch to see what he's going to say to me. What his answer will be when I am reproved. First of all, as we go into 2020, we must understand in order for us to receive the vision of God. Somebody say, do you want a vision?
You want a vision.
First of all, we got to want a vision.
Amen.
Notice that he didn't give that. See, this sermon ain't for y'all tomorrow, folks.
All right. Preach that.
Y'all hope that morning tomorrow. Some of y'all ain't even tomorrow, folks. Some of y'all today, folks. I want an answer right now. But God told me to tell you, he's going to give you an answer right now. And when he does answer you, it's going to be in a minute. Come on, I'm going somewhere with this. He said, as we go into 2020, first of all, he said, I'm going to set myself. The reason that some of y'all didn't get the right vision in 19 is because you were positioned wrong.
All right.
But you got to reposition yourself. You got to reposition yourself so that you can get the God to show you what you want to show. Abram, come here, Abram. The Bible says, Abram, I want you to leave your kingdom. And I want you to go to where I'm going to show you. Lord have mercy. He didn't even tell him where. He said, you're going to know it when you see it.
But.
Go with me.
Yeah.
But his nephew went. You know, and the Bible's very subtle and throwing some important stuff in there. If you read Genesis back there, where he promised him this vision of his being seed, being more than the dust of the ground, he promised him, you're going to be blessed. People will curse you, they're going to be cursed. He gave him a vision, but he told him to go. Gave him very specific instruction. Yeah. And the Bible says that Abraham took his wife Sarai.
Yeah.
But Lot went. Let me tell you something. That person that was with you in 2019 is a Lot. Can I talk about Lot for a minute? Lot is a beach.
Word or get in the quiet place.
Yes. And notice, when I say watch, I ain't talking about put your these eyes open. Yes. I'm talking about the these eyes being open. Because when God wants to show you, you can't see with these eyes. You can only see with these eyes. Yes. Isn't it strange that if you do the scientific study, you'll find out that where our imagination is, where our visions comes from, you would think we'll be hooked up to our visual connectivity, and when it is not, it is connected to our hearing. Can I teach you a thing?
Amen.
Faith coming by hearing.
Amen.
And hearing by the word of God. This vision you ain't gonna be able to see, you won't hear it. Oh, this is too deep for some of us. That's why y'all too quiet.
Preach now.
I said, this vision you can't see with these eyes. You're going to have to see with these eyes. And these eyes are the Spirit's eyes. Somebody say spiritual vision. Spiritual vision is what he needed. The Bible says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. God gives visions. We make goals.
Amen. All right, Pastor.
How do some of us, we don't call it a goal, but vision of God. Uh-huh. And God has to do that.
Amen.
Can I go a little bit
deeper?
Goals are what we make for ourselves. Visions is what God gives us.
All right.
So some of us make New Year's resolutions. The reason they don't stick is because we make
them. Oh, great stuff.
I'm just going to lose weight. I'm hitting on somebody right now. God ain't going to even make it. Come on, somebody. God ain't going to even lose weight. God told you to lose that friend. He told me to tell you to lose lot. Stop trying to lose weight. If you lose lot, the weight will fall off. The inference is the one who's right Come on, somebody.
All right.
One who's learning can look up and glance and read.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about you, but things that small, I gotta stop. I gotta put my glasses. Y'all ain't gonna say I gotta stop, put my glasses. Then I gotta get closer. So that I can see.
You're praying.
That's not, he's saying, write it so big that those who are running through it can see it. But get this. This is the inference. He knew that the vision, somebody he's going to give y'all, y'all ain't going to want to do it. You're going to run away from it.
Nah.
Even if you run away from it, you're going to be able to read it. Y'all got to get to take, go back and take this point by point. There's a lot of stuff in here. In other words, there's going to be those 2020, he's going to make the vision plain. You're going to see what the vision is. Then you got to write it down. You write it so big, and after a while, somewhere in between, you ain't going to want to turn it out. Isn't it strange that those whom God called, he so equips?
Yes.
But even the ones he equips still don't want to do it.
That's right. Amen.
I'm talking to one now. In 2019, he told you something to do that you ain't done yet.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. You know, guess what? Just because he didn't do it don't mean that he's going to change his mind.
That's right.
But it's going to say, write the vision.
Right.
And you got to write the vision, and you got to make it plain. In other words, make it so big that even when you run away from it, you're reminded of it. Hey. Somebody said last one. Then he said, make it plain upon tables that he that run may reap it. For the vision is not yet. That's the problem.
Not yet.
That's the problem with God.
Yeah.
I don't know about that's the problems that I sometimes have with God. Can I make it personal? I'm not going to say it. That's the problem that Greg has with God, because I ask God for something and he'll tell me, not yet. I remember before I became a pastor, I wanted to be a pastor back probably in 1998, but he said,
not yet.
I remember I thought I was ready to get married, and he told me, not yet. I can remember 1978 when I started having epilepsy. I wanted the seizures to stop. About 1989, I got real tired of him, but he still told me.
Yeah.
Come out of church again.
Yeah.
What have you prayed for, asked God for, begged God for, cried, fasted, but he still said,
not yet.
In 2020, after he makes the gives you the vision and you make it plain by writing it big, just remember that it's
not yet.
Oh, I'm talking to right now. Just because it's delayed, don't mean that it's denied.
That's right.
But somebody said, just because it's delayed,
just because it's delayed,
don't mean that it's denied.
Don't mean
that it's denied. If you ain't got it, that means, see, I don't know about you, but I want God to work on Chronos time. y'all, listen to me, stay with me. Chronos time is right there. Right now, it's about 8 minutes past 11. That's Chronos. Somebody said Chronos. That's Chronos time. Chronos time is where we live. It's where we abide. It's where we're chained. It's where we're shackled. But God is not confined to Chronos time. He is in Kairos. Y'all, God is in Kairos time. And though I pray for it in Chronos time, and I asked God, he told me, you got it right now. But it is right now. And I'm right now.
That's right.
He said, don't get tarry. Look, somebody said, wait for it.
Wait for it.
Can I tell you right here, wait for it. Don't mean sit there and twiddle your thumbs. I'm not going to say that.
Great battle.
No. Wait for it. Don't mean you sit right here. I don't want you to get waiting on the Lord. Why did I get there early tonight? But I got left a few times. So I would get there and whatever it was, you don't do nothing. You just live in the world. You have idle conversations. I had so many idle conversations with folks that I didn't know because we were both waiting on the bus. But when you wait for God, there's some activity going on. Waiting on God means waiting with expectation. But activity. Somebody say expectation.
And activity.
I'm doing something while I wait. Because remember, God has partnered with us. He has a part called the what? No. God has a part called the what?
Impossible.
We're on the same page right now. But we got a part too.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you right now. You know God will do his part. So you just wait on it. But look, somebody said, you got a part too.
Yeah.
It's called the what?
Possible.
God ain't going to do your part. We can't do his. So while I wait.
All right.
I'm talking to one now. You looking for a job? You better fill out an application. I'm going to say that. You waiting on the financial blessing? You better get a job.
Amen.
I'm talking to your folk now. You better get a job. And you better work a job. And you better keep a job. Have I got a witness in here? No. I just want to tell you something. We get mixed up with those two kinds of time. I'm talking to the one that, okay, I heard in my spirit, why I got to wait. We ought to tell you, first of all, we ought to wait because our time is not his time. Yeah. His time is Kairos. Our time is Kronos. Kronos is debilitated by restraint and boundaries, like a week. Like a 365-day year, like a 24-hour day. God is not constrained nor restrained in Kronos time. He's in Kairos time. That means that he's already in 2020. Yeah, I'm trying to tell you something. Matter of fact, he's already at the end of 2020. He is the first and the last. Somebody say the Alpha.
Alpha.
And the Omega.
And the Omega.
So he's already there, we're going. Are you still with me?
Yeah.
So why do we have to wait? I'm talking to the one now. You waiting for Mr. Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, you got an idea. You're waiting for Mr. Right. Why do you have to wait on Mr. Right? Because you're busy wrong. Somebody just stumbled right there. God is not going to hook up Mrs. Wrong for Mr. Right. So why you got to wait? You got to wait because you got to get right. Somebody say, get right with God.
Get right with God.
And do it again. See, while you're waiting, you ought to be getting right. While you're waiting, you ought to be working. While you're waiting, you ought to be praying. While you're waiting, you ought to be fasting. While you're waiting, you ought not be sleeping on the job. Come on, somebody. While you're waiting, you ought to be reading. Now, back in the book of Genesis, we see Adam was made, and the Bible said it's not good that Adam be alone.
That's right.
And if Adam would have been like some of us, he would have stood there and waited for Eve to be made. But he didn't do it. Somebody say he kept on working. What was he doing? After that, he named the animals. You can look at it for yourself. He named the animals. In other words, he was about God's will. Somebody say you have to be about God's will. While you're waiting on God, be about your Father's business. He was naming. And even after naming all of the animals, there still wasn't one suited for him. But the Bible says right here that it will come.
It will.
Somebody say, it's going to come.
It will.
come. It might not be when I want it, but it will come. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing.
You pray to happen.
Come on, somebody. I had some strange looks when I came into church, and that's because I'm embracing my future.
Repositioning myself.
Did you hear
me? Amen.
I'm repositioning myself. And notice this, everybody ain't gonna like it when you reposition yourself. I'm so glad I'm comfortable in my own skin.
Amen.
That I don't care who likes it
or not.
Or who don't like it. Or y'all ain't saying nothing. Yeah. You know, because let me tell you something. If something as simple as growing a beard, I know that I'm gonna get there, but I got to get there. I gotta look like a trunk for a little while. Y'all missed that. In other words, God wants to take us over there. He wants to show us the vision. We won't get there, but there's an in-between time that we got to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Y'all missed this. There's some times that we got to look like we don't want to look. There's some times I got to itch. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing.
Preach that.
But if I don't quit, that's why I say don't shave it off.
Don't shave it off.
If I don't quit, I will get to a full beard. And you still might not like that. But this is a personal thing.
That's right.
Between me and the Lord. What I'm telling you, he's going to give you a vision, but it's individual. Somebody say individual.
Individual.
You got to seek it for yourself. So again, get in a quiet place, position yourself, reposition yourself, let the lots of the world go. I'm going to say it again. Let the lots of the world go. The Bible says that Abram took Sarai, but Lot went. A lot of folk, y'all didn't take with them, they just went with you.
Amen.
Young people, don't hook up with everybody. Y'all hear me? I'm not hooking up with everybody. Everybody is not your friend on Facebook.
Amen.
Just because they befriend you on Facebook, that don't make them your friend.
That's right.
Did you hear me? Just because they get liked, don't mean they like you. Don't mean they like the way you look either. I'm going to say it again. Get comfortable in your own skin. You hear me? Stop being a follower unless you're following Christ. And be a leader. Be a leader in 2020. And don't be afraid to let the lots of the world go. Let me tell you how you know you hooked up with a lot. What do they contribute to the relationship?
Nothing.
What did they contribute to the relationship?
Nothing.
I ain't talking about nobody in here. I'm talking to somebody that when you shack it up. You shack it up. Then what are they bringing to the table? You the one got the house. You the one got the car. Who am I preaching to? You still with Lot. Lot falls into more hell than is mentioned in the Bible. Abram got to the land of Canaan, and the Bible says that over there their stuff increased so much that they couldn't get along with one another. Well, Lot should have been there in the first place.
That's right.
Notice everywhere that Abram went and God blessed him, he built an altar. He worshiped God. I'm talking to the lots in the world that don't want to go to church. I'm talking to the lots in the world that don't want to pray. Just because you married them don't mean you're going to change them. If they ain't praying now, they don't be praying later. If they ain't going to church now, they ain't going to be going to church later. You can't change them. God can.
Let
Lot go. And the Bible says that when he gave them a choice, they said, okay, what kind of land do you want? Lot picked the best.
Well.
He picked the Jordan where the green pastures were and left the mess for Abram. I'm going to leave Lot alone. Some folk are going to do what they do. But notice this, when they do what they do, it's going to be what it means. In 2020, we got a pretty message for you. We're not talking about 2020 vision. Because anybody in their right mind that lives life knows that vision is never 2020. Not just go into a thing. It's always 2020 when you come out. In retrospect, I can look back and say, you know what? It was good that I was afraid.
In retrospect, I can look back and say, it was good that we broke up. In retrospect, I can say, it was good I lost that job. Because if I hadn't lost that job, I would still have it. Y'all ain't gonna say that. In 2020, it might mean stepping out into unknown territory. Things that's unfamiliar to you. It might mean going to places you've never been before, doing some things you've never done before. It might mean taking a risk or a chance. If you're waiting for Mr. Right and Mrs. Right, you ain't got them yet. That means that you're still wrong.
Amen.
Y'all be quiet. God's waiting on you to get right. So that he can put you with Mr. Right. It goes both ways.
Yeah.
God's waiting for you to get right, Mr. Wrong. Because God's not going to put together anything that's going to kill you to keep it. Y'all, some of y'all just not listening. I'm going to say that again. That's worth repeating. God is not going to give you anything. He's not going to give you anything that will kill you in order for you to keep
him.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. If it's killing you to keep it, that means that God can give it. God only gives us what we can manage. He only gives us personal pain that we can manage. He only gives us blessings that we can manage. But to whom much is given, much is required. So just remember that blessing that you're asking for is going to give birth. Blessings are birth. Give God a hand clap. Before January 1, 2020, get somewhere quiet, go away from the crowd, and sit and watch. Follow the instructions of the Bible. And I didn't say listen, I didn't say talk. I said sit and watch. Not with these eyes, but with these eyes. And you didn't even know you had eyes, did you? So when you do that, you can actually close these eyes. And you can see better with these eyes.
Amen.
And set yourself spiritually in a position where God can show you what he wants to show you. And once you get it, I want you to write it down. And notice this. You need to write it before January 1, 2020. You need to write it down. I ain't talking about a goal. How will I know it's from God? It's because it will be given divinely, and I will know that it benefits somebody other than myself. That will let me know I'm on the right track. And notice that that's only a vision. It's got 12 months to bring it to fruition. It may not take 12 months, but it might in fact take 12 months. Question is, what you going to be doing in that 12-month period? Don't be idle sitting around twiddling your thumbs, but be working, be watching, be waiting. Waiting on God is being active with anticipation and expectation. We extend a Christian invitation.